We're holding the Gemara Nun Hey Amid Beis, the top line. Omar Reb Levi, lo'olim yitzap odom l'chalom toiv. At chov beis shona. Yitzap ezok drashi she'iskayim. A person should await, even 22 years for a good dream to take place. Menolon, from where do we know so? Mi Yosefin. D'chsiv Eile told us Yaakov Yosef ben Shvaz Reishona. Yosef was 17 years old when he had the chalomis. Uksiv b'Yosef ben Shloshim Shana ba'om d'lifnei Paroi, he was 30 years old when he came to Paroi, which is exactly 13 years later. Min shiv zirat los in kama hava, from 17 to 30 is how many years? Los rei, 13. V'shev d'shiva, t'los rei, v'shev d'sova, and 7 years of hunger, I'm sorry, abundance of food of Shnei Sviya, v'tarti de kafno, and 2 years of hunger. That's when the Achim came, and the father and the brothers came. It was into the second year of the hunger. It was Shnei Soiva and Shnei Rov. So 7 years of Soiva elapsed, 2 years of Roiva elapsed. So that comes out 13 plus 7 is 20, plus 2 of kafno is 22. Huchov beis. So we see that even though the dream took place 22 years earlier, a person should be mitzapel chaloim, meaning it could be niskayim even 22 years later. Omer Avunu la'odam toiv, ein magen lo chalom toiv. A good person, they don't show him a good dream. La'odam ra, ein magen lo chalom ra. What's the pshat? In order not to be menake him from his schuyas. That means an odam toiv, we don't want to give him reward in this world. Tzadik v'raloi, rosh v'toiv loi. La'odam ra, we don't want to give him a bad dream in this world. Fakert, rosh v'toiv loi. That's how Rashi explains. Others say that an Adam Toiv, they only show him there's two types of dreams we'll see later in the sugya. There's Aide Malach and Aide Shade. Aide Malach, that's when Adam Toiv gets. Aide Shade and Adam Ra gets. So one of them is real, one of them is not real. Because Yosef, after all, was an Adam Toiv, and Yosef had a Chaloim. So Daf Ben Zogin, as Aide Malach, even Adam Toiv, of course, gets. So Rashi says, what's the reason that Adam Toiv gets a Chaloim Ra? Kadesha Yidag, you should be doyeg, v'lo yechte, v'shi chapeloi etzboinoi. Three nekudas. One is to start becoming fearful, and that is gufa going to come to the tshuva v'lo yechte, and that gufa will be the kaparas avoinis. The etzem daige is kaparas avoinis. Tani nami yochi kol shnoiz v'shal David lo yroh chalom toiv. The years of David, he didn't see chalom toiv v'chol shnoiz v'shal lechi soifel, which was Adam ra, lo yroh chalom ra. He did not see chalom ra. Nadagma is a kasha, v'hoksiv, Any voksiv, this is going back on the original Gemara. The Gemara just said, Rav Huna just said, Odom toiv in marlon chalom toiv, and Odom ra in marlon chalom ra. Frag the Gemara, what do you mean? Voksiv loisuna lecha ro. Dovad HaMelech shteit in Tehillim, loisuna elecha ro. How do we touch that posik? V'omer Rav Chizda, Omer Rav Yirmi Baraba. Shlo yavi lucha loy chalomois royim. You shouldn't be scared by bad dreams. V'lo hirurim royim. Your wife should not be suffering neither when you come home from a trip. So all these things that should not take place to you. So it says clearly, which means, so chalom is roim, do not come on you. So what are you saying in Odom Toiv? You don't get an Odom chalom Toiv. And here it says you don't get a chalom ra either. So what do you get? Enter the Gemara, Eliyu loy chazilei, an Odom Toiv, they're not Mare Chalim Toiv. Ela Achina Chazilei. However, other people see it. Other people see it. So Rashi says it's going on Chalim Ra, meaning, Rashi says in the first wide line, in the middle, on the last wide line, I mean, Kashel Rav Huna, Rav Huna implies an Odom Toiv doesn't see a Chalom Toiv, meaning seeming to imply that he sees a Chalom Ra. And here it says, it's a stira. An Odom Toiv does not see a Chalom Toiv, meaning he sees a Chalom Ra. And here it says, you don't see a Chalom Ra. Enter the Gemara Mishani, he doesn't see a Chalom Ra. But Achina Chazi le Chalom Ra, other people see a Chalom Ra. If he himself doesn't see it, so ma'al yusahu, that's a good thing. Meaning, zok drashi, the chayven the chazi chalom ra kri komesh leviluo, the chalom toiv loy kol shekain, loy chazi, doktoni kriyomav shal David loy roh chalom toiv, im ken loy chazi chalom klal. So if a good person doesn't see a chalom ra, shloy aviluo, the other people see it for him. He doesn't see a good dream. Like we said, David HaMelech, you don't see a good dream because Adam Toiv and Magna Chalam Toiv. So then what does he see? Why is it Mal Yusuf? You don't see any dreams. If someone sleeps 7 days without any dreams, that itself is called Ra. That means you're not connected to the upper celestial, so to speak, to the Malachim, to the Ebshet, to the Mozim, to Mitzas Nevuah, to something, some type of hints, assuming now that Chaloim is coming from, specifically talking to you. So, why is that a good thing? If you have 7 days, 7 nights without a dream, is a Ra? Shenemar. V'sova yolin bal yipoked ra al tikris sova elo sheva. Sheva yolin. Elo hochikoma. D'chozo avadi, he saw a dream. You're not called a ra if you saw something within 7 days. But you don't know what it's about. Elo hochikoma d'choza v'lo yodem haychoza. He doesn't remember what he saw. He doesn't know what it's about. He doesn't remember. He doesn't recall. That avadi is a dream that he has. If he's very worried and he's fadaiged, agmas nefesh, yelech v'yiftereno b'fnei shloisho, you go in front of three people and you point to the chaloim. They interpret it correctly. They interpret it good. Frag the gemara yiftereno. V'omar Rav Chizda chalma d'lo mafsher kagat d'lo mikayo. We had yesterday the gemara said, a dream that's not interpreted is like a letter that's not opened up. So don't open it. Why opening up a letter that doesn't have to be read? Don't open it. Why go be poiter it? If it's all dependent on the way that you interpret it, so why take a chance and interpret it? It might be interpreted incorrectly. Yitiveno means make a hatovas chaloim. And the Madna Yontov explains, Madna Yontov on the Rosh, he says, because the reason why Yitiveno is, you're right, a letter that's unopened is better not to know what's in there. But maybe eventually someone will open it without your knowledge. So if it's someone might open it, so then it's better to be meitiv the chaloim and do atovas chaloim. And that's pshat is Yitiveno. Yitiveno b'fnei shloisho. Zog di gemara, what do you do? Lei sitlo, so you take three people, v'lei melu, and you tell them, Chalma tavachazoi, you say, I saw a good dream. V'leim lehanach, and they tell you, tavahu, it's good. V'tav lehaven, it will be good. Rachmon leshav yeletav, sheva zimnin, and the Eibush will make it good for you 7 times. So, sheva zimnin, ligzgu alohach, min shmayo, de lehavet tava, and 7 times min shmayo, there'll be goes on you that it will be good. V'yahavet tava. Now, Tosfos over here says, either this is the lachash, Sheva zimne ligzgu aloch is the lachash itself. That's Tosfos said one pshat. Kachu alachash. Another pshat of Tosfos, v'yesh mefarish, the sheva zimne tzoch loy mechal matav chazoi. You have to say shal matchal matav chazoi, chal matav chazoi, chal matav chazoi, zimne mol. V'chein lanu sachav, and an answer. Tavahi, the whole nusach 7 times. Avari lohoi rogel lo'omre le'sholosh pamim. He said it 3 times, not 7 times. Now, there's this whole Siman and Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Chof, Rabbi Hatovas Chaloim. So, number one, the Mishnah Berurah says over there that Bishaz the Hatova, you don't have to tell the people your bad dream. But Bishaz the Hatova, you should think about the dream, and then the dream will be, so to speak, turned lamutov. The Mishnah Berurah also says you should do it the first thing in the morning because Rizim Magdim and Lemitzvahs. So you do it right away. Now, the Shulchan Aruch, the Lashon of the Aruch Shulchan is, like we see soon in the Gemara, it all comes from Yehuda Alev. Ignore dreams. Because Rubam ain't ben mamish v'ikel afachet makarish boruch. The main thing is to be fearful of the Eibishter, not of a dream. And that's like the Gedua, the Chazanish, and his Igris writes, I have dreams and I ignore them. They're nothing. The Lashon of Aruch Shulchan is also, it comes from Roiv Macholim. It's all fake. It's pseudo. It's not real. Comes from too much food, too much imaginations, so you ignore it. That's what Chazanish Firtzich. People asked him. Lemaisa, the velvula, the briskerov, his yidua, he used to make a hatovas chaloim, came out every morning. He had a dream, he used to make it. So they once asked the stipler, Chazanish said to ignore. The briskerov makes one every few days, he takes 3 people, he makes a hatovas chaloim. What's up, Shad? So the stipler said, the briskerov wasn't scared of the chaloimist. The briskerov was only scared of the Eibishter. The reason why he made a Tovas Chaloim every day, but the Gemara state, the Lashon Gemara is, HaRoye Chaloim V'Nafshe Agumo Yelech V'Yefterenu. He was scared of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Nafshe aguma yelach v'yifterano. So he had to mekayim the din of the Gemara. The din of the Gemara is yelach v'yifterano. So that's why he was derech hatovos chaloyim. Not because of he was scared of the chaloyimus. Well, he was scared of the Gemara. The Gemara state yelach v'yifterano. So he wanted mekayim the din of the Gemara. Zok the Gemara vayte v'leimu gimel hafuchos. And you say three things, psukim, that imply lashon of hafucha, of the opposite will take place. V'gimel p'duyos and three p'dyonis, psukim with p'dyon. V'sholosh shloimis and three psukim with sholom. Zok the Gemara, sholosh hafuchos, what are they? Hafachtem yisbedin l'mocha, li betacht osak v'tazreini, simcha. Second posuk, ostis mach besul b'mchol, u'b'churim, v'skenim yachtov, v'hafachti evlam l'sosoin. Third posuk, b'lo, ob ha'shem elekecho l'shmoel b'ilam, v'yapoich. Esaklala livracha, sholosh p'duyos, what are the pidyons? Tchsiv, pod b'sholom nafshi mikerev li, upti Hashem yishuvun, v'yayim ha'omel shol ha'yonis and yomis ha'shos ha'yishua. Sholosh shloimos, what are the three sholoms? Tchsiv, b'aganif sosayim, sholom shol merachiv lakorov, omra Hashem rufosiv, v'ruach lov shoes amosoi, v'amartim kol l'choi v'ate sholom, u'v'ezcha sholom. The Mashal says in Chiddush HaGodes, that the reason why you say three types of hafuchas is because the three types of dreams. There's a dream that you do al atzmai. There's a dream that you dream about others, and there's a dream that others dream about you. So that's a gimel afucha. It's connected to gimel types of chaloymeis. Zok di gemara. Amei maru mazutre v'ravashi. Amei ma mazutre n'ravashi. Yavi yasi badi adodi. They were sitting together. Omar kol chad v'chad. Minon, each one said to one another, Lema milsa de lo shmia le lechavre. Tell us a chiddush, something that we have not heard. Posach chad minayu v'omal. And he said as follows, Hai man de chozi chalma, if someone saw a dream, v'lo yoda my choz, and he doesn't know what it was, doesn't know the interpretation. Leikum kame kahano be'idno de palsi yodayu. He should stand in front of the kahanim during the birchas kahanim, during the duchni. V'lema, and he should say as follows, V'lema ochi. These are the three types of dreams. On myself, others dreamt about me, or I dreamt about others. The chalims of Yosef. She was totally healed. Meaning you have to call livracha. So Gemara, you finish. Bahadi kahani, when they finish, we're not to say it b'shas the nigun of the kahanim. You're not allowed to talk while the kahanim are being mevorech. So you say it b'shas the nigun, that's what the mark b'nigun, and that's what you say, you finish off. V'sishmereini uzchoneini v'sitzeini omein. So some people say all three together. They finish, ken tavach chalamoisai olaiva kol yisol letoiva v'sishmereini uzchoneini v'sitzeini omein. Pashtus, the mashmois is, the Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Lamed, is that you're supposed to finish each one by every part of the bracha mishuleshes. That means v'sishmireini, you finish together by v'yishmerecha, and then you finish the Ribbono Shel Olam. You say v'alko yisrael l'toiva uschoneini, you finish that by v'chuneko, and v'sitzeini, you finish by the last part by v'yosem l'cha shalom. And like this, you're finishing. You're being mesayim exactly your Ribbono Shel Olam during the nigun, while the kahanim finish their vichuneka or v'yishmerecha and shalom, like this, it finished simultaneously together with them. Yemesayim b'hadi tzibur. So the tzibur said amen on your ribbono shel olam. So your hatovas chaloyim, so to speak, the tzibur said was oyne tzibura on your tefillah too. Now, if there's no birchas kahanim, like in Chutz La'aretz, there's no birchas kahanim every day. Only Yom Tovim. So, state in Poiskim that you say it Bizman the Birch Kahanim or Bizman Sim Sholem, but the Chazar Sashatz. It takes place every day. You can say it then. Now, the Gemara doesn't say anything it's about saying it only twice and the third time saying it Yirotzen. Pashtas, you say it all three times. Midin of the Gemara, the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Tefillah you say. Yirotzen is an additional Tefillah that came later. person wants to say the Ribbono Shel Olam and the Yiratzin, maybe that's better to do. But the main thing is to say the Ribbono Shel Olam. As I stated, Behedin Mishabura Simon Kuflamet Sifkotten Hey, that the Goyin used to say all three times Ribbono Shel Olam. What about saying it on Shabbos and Yontif? The Gemara says Birchas Kohanim. The Gemara is not talking about Shabbos and Yontif. We punk say Birchas Kohanim on Regalim. But who says you're allowed to be Mavakish Rachmim on Shabbos and Yontif? So according to the Goyin, you take it on say the Yiratzin or Ribbono Shel Olam on Shabbos and Yontif.
Because of Bakosh's Rachmim.
Zakti Mal Vaita, the E Loi. So the Gersa of the Rif that the Goyim brings of in the Hagois is V'chimahadre Kahana Apayu Leimahochi. Not the E Loi. Not if you don't have Birch Kahanim. But when the Kahanim turn around their face, what do we say? Adi Bashmorim Shoichim Bigbuga Atta Shalom Shimcha Shalom Yigotzim Mefnech Shtosim Aleinu Shalom. So that was the first Kiddush that one of the Amroim said. Pasach idoch, the other one said, V'omar, Haiman the Ayla Moso. If someone enters a city, V'dochel me'ein abisha, he's scared of an ayin horror. Linked zikva the yode, he's taking his, the amine, his right thumb, biyode the smile, in his left thumb, in his left hand. Take your right thumb, put in your left hand, v'zak for the yode the smile, take your left thumb, biyode the amine, put in your right fist. So you put both fists are holding thumbs. V'lei mahochi, ana ploini ba ploini, mi zahar di Yosef kasino, I'm from zahar Yosef, everyone could be from zahar di Yosef. Just like the fish in the ocean, the water covers them, harvests over them. So Yosef in ein rosh, let's delay. If a person is scared of his own ein horror, state over here that a person can be mazik himself with an egg in ein horror. So what do you do? You look at your left nostril. And that's the way you get rid of your own ein hara. The third one said, someone who is ill, the first day, do not reveal it to people. So you shouldn't have a bad luck, a bad mazel. But if the choli continues, be megalit to people. Ki the first day, he wasn't megalit. He told the Shamish, "Puk achiz, go be pronounced Rav Cholash." Why? Memonoshech. Man derochim. Someone who has rachmonis on me, liboy ala rachmi. Tulis rabim, they're done for me. Uman de sonili, person that hates me, my enemy, he's going to be happy for me. Lichdili, he'll be happy that I'm ill. Obeshteten posu guksiv bin foil oivecha al tismach uve kishloi al yoge libcha pen yira Hashem v'rabe einov v'heishim all of apoy. So it says over here, if someone who is chadi, if someone else's illness, so the Eibishter is going to remove the charon af from that person that's ill. So that's a remedy. It's a way to get healed. It's by someone that's happy for my downfall. So that's good for going to be my remedy. Zog di Gemara. Shmuel ki ave chozi chal mebisha omal v'chalamois hashov yedaberu. Meaning, a bad dream, chalamois hashov yedaberu. It's als narishkeit. However, Kavachozi Chal Matam, when he saw a good dream, Omar, Bichia Chaloimus Ashovi Daberu, meaning Bitmia, Chaloimus Ashovi Daberu, no, it's not Shovi Daberu, it's real. So Chal Matayva, he interpreted real. It's Hakal Hoylach Achapeh. It's, do you read it with a question mark or not a question mark? That's good for how the dream ends up being. Fagmo Voksiv, Bichaloim Adabe Boy, which is Mashma, Bichaloim Adabe Boy, Voksiv, Bachaloy medabe boy, meaning the Eibusha talked through a dream. Another raya. Oh, v'oksi v'chaloy medabe boy, meaning number one, he said v'chaloy mes hashavi daberu b'tmiya. About it's real. And another pasuk v'oksi v'chaloy medabe boy. Zok mo rov rami rami asked the following stira. V'oksi v'chaloy medabe boy. It's mashma that the Eibusha speak through a dream. V'oksi v'chaloy mes hashavi daberu it's shav. Zok mo loy kasha. Can I de malach? Like we said in the beginning of the sugya, through a malach it's real. Can I de shade? Then it's not real. Omega Bizna Bazavda, Omega Bakiva, Omega Panda, Omega Nochum, Omega Birim, Mishum Zokin Echod, Umana Rebono, Esrim Vaba Poitre Chalom Yisrael Yerushalayim. There were 24 dream interpreters in Yerushalayim. Rashi says, Tosi says right away that these are not special Chochmas. Pirishri, the Mazel Shasalei de Gorim. To be a dream interpreter is something you're born with, it's a Mazel. The Ein Adova Toli Bechochma. It doesn't take great wisdom to be a dream interpreter. Zogt Gemara, there were 24 pois chalom in Yerushalayim. Pamach chalamti chalom. I had a dream. V'alachti etzikulam. I went to all of them. Umash ha'posal izeh. Le'posal izeh. Vekulam niskayim ubi, and all the pisroines when niskayim, what they interpreted, lekayim asher ne'emal, kol ha'chaloimos, holchim achra peh. That chaloimos go after the peh. Frag the mora, otu kol ha'chaloimos, holchim achra peh. It's a krohu, it's a posuk. In, it's a posuk. From where do we know that chaloimus go after the peh? Here we see gavaldig koyach peh. What is the koyach peh? Chaloimus holchem achar peh. That means the peh can decide what the dream is going to end up being. Shenema, where do we see in the pasuk that it goes after the peh? Vahika sheposalonu. It says by Yosefin. Vahika sheposalonu kein hoyo. That's how it was. So the way he was posted, that's how it was. So holchem achar peh. It has to be that you poiser it ke'ein d'cholim. It can't just be not connected to the dream. The poiser was k'chaloimoy. It had a connection to the dream itself. So the Sarah Oifim saw that it was real. How did the Sarah Oifim know that it was a real dream? That it was a real interpretation? Every person had a dream, and they saw the pisroin of the chaveroi. The Sarah Mashkim saw the pisroin of the Sarah Oifim. Sarah Oifim saw the pisroin of the Sarah Mashkim. So when Yosef interpreted the way they saw the pisroin of the other, they saw he's real. And that's the pshat in the pasuk. Vayar kol echad pisroin chaloimoi. Ishke chaloimoi posar. Zogma Om Rabbi Yechon, hishkim, if someone woke up in the morning, v'novalei posuk l'techpiv, and he posuk enters his mind, in his mouth. Hareze nevuah ktan, it's a kleinchik nevuah. V'om Rabbi Yechonon, gimel chaloimis miskaimin. There are three chaloimis that are eventually going to take place. Chaloim shel shachris. So the Mashor explains, a chaloim that you dream towards the latter part of the night, close to shachris. The reason why that's a real dream is because that's not mihur alev. It's too far removed from what you thought about during the daytime. It's all the way at the end of the night. It's close to shachris. So it's real. Chaloim shechol mechaveroi. Because your chaveroi doesn't think about, is that mahar after you? If your friend dreams about you, then it's real. Because you can't say the svar of, bar mihir halev. Your friend is not thinking about you. That's not occupying his mind. The chaloim shenifta betoi chaloim. A chaloim that was nifta in the chaloim itself. That's also going to be the skyim. Zok Gemara. V'yesh oima, af chaloim shen nishne, a chaloim that's repeated. Let's repeat it again. Shenemal, v'al ha-shonois, v'al hi-shonois ha-chaloim. It says by Yosef, but it's ha-mashkim, v'al hi-shonois ha-chaloim. It was repeated. Om Rab Shmuel Manachmeni, Om Rab Yenisim, ein ma'gen lo'el odem elam yihurei liboy. That which a person sees is all from the yihurim, the thoughts of his heart. Shenemal, and it says in Daniel, and malke rayonech al mishkovcho, sliku. So we see clearly that it's dependent on what your rayonech are, your machshoves are. Your machshoves cause dreams, and that's why we don't have to be worried about dreams. Most dreams are hihug alev. Tinoda. So again, we see a pasuk that is totally in the rayonis alev. Omar Rova, I'll bring you the biggest proof that it all comes from hihug alev. You know why? Teda. The loy machvele leinish loy dakla de dahava veloy pila de ayl bekupa de machta. No one ever dreams about something that he hasn't thought about during the day. For instance, a dekla de dahava. You don't think about a golden dekel tree. It's not something you think about because it's not something that's possible. Alpiteva. Or likewise, you don't think about, you never dream about an elephant going into a pin of a needle. Why don't you think about that? Because that's such something, that's how you don't dream about that. Why don't you ever have such a dream? Maybe now you will. But why don't you ever have such a dream? Because you don't think about something that's impossible during the daytime. So we see it's mihuri alev. That's a raya that all chalomis are mihuri alev. We'll stop over here, the top of Nun Vav Amud Aleph.